If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish and Fupi on Kaya959.
And of course, it is time for the business update with the one and only Brains and Beauty. Gugu, good morning. How are you doing, my sister?
Top of the morning to you, Beasting. All is well, and on your end?
Absolutely fantastic. Gugu, township-based business to get a boost in digital skills. Please tell us more.
This one is an exciting one, and it has really been doing the rounds on the back of the integration of what was previously known as CEDA and SEFTA. Now, they're essentially known as SEDFA, the Small Enterprise Development and Finance Agency. So they serve two roles, fundamentally to help support small businesses to grow, but also providing them with the necessary funding they require for their growth. Now, according to the Minister of Small Business, Stella Ndabeni Abrahams, she's recently mentioned that the department now looks to ensure that it invests more than 700 million rand allocated to township and rural startups. Now, this is primarily to help them bolster their digital skills, their innovative funding, as well as innovations that will help to support them in terms of accessing e-commerce platforms, selling digitally, but also just having some kind of digital presence is meant to bolster some level of competitiveness. No details have been shared, though, around the qualifying companies and the process that would be required or how long this particular time frame will last for, but it has been met with a strong level of encouragement on the back of several years of criticism regarding the Department of Small Business Development with the lack of adequate funding that it has allocated to township-based businesses. So we typically cover this on KayaBiz, on Ikasinomics, and it's certainly a conversation that we look to continue just to fully unpack who's benefiting, how the money is allocated, what kind of growth projections are expected, and most importantly, how it helps make township businesses a lot more competitive.
Mm. Now, the White House is set to revive trade with Africa through AGOA. Inform us more there, sister.
This is an interesting one, Beasting, and you might recall last year since April, we've been plagued by a back and forth in terms of our trade relationships with the US. This is after they implemented the reciprocal tariffs. Of all countries on the African continent, South Africa has been largely on the negative foot of that. We currently have a 30% reciprocal tariff with the US currently. Now, it's impacted different sectors of our economy differently, but there are projections that we could find favorable outcomes in terms of these conversations. Where AGOA comes in is that it's the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act. It was first enacted back in the year 2000 and essentially just provides Africa as a whole a more competitive landscape in terms of having zero-rated tariffs, zero-rated fees and taxes when it comes to moving their goods to the U.S. Last year, on the back of the reciprocal tariff trade war, this particular act was placed on pause. South Africa, on the other hand, is still being left out in terms of its particular inclusion. But we do understand that this is now going to the Senate, which is the equivalent of the U.S. Parliament, to vote upon. And they could actually just see this extension carrying on from the month of January into the next 5 years. So fingers crossed as to South Africa's participation. We hope that we are still included in the AGOA Act. If not, it does mean that we just need to tighten and enhance our conversations with the White House to improve our trade relations with that economy.
Mm. And the markets today?
Markets, what we say to open up from the all-time highs that we've been witnessing and experiencing. So some good news all round. The markets did rally yesterday on the back of a significant surge that we also saw in a lot of the gold and platinum stocks. But the all-share index, our pensions are popping. 120,148 points is where we'll open up from today. Currency-wise, we're still at significantly strong levels to the US dollar. 1640 is where we're trading to the greenback. 22.10 to the British pound, and now at 19.13 against the euro.
Thank you so much, G. And of course, you can catch a Gugu Mfupi on KayaBiz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Looking forward to finding out more tonight.
Business update with Gugu Mfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.